Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Still Bobby, A Masterclass in Resilience and Reinvention by Bobby Brown presents a candid, experience-driven look at how to rebuild when life shifts, businesses change, and personal identity evolves. Known for transforming modern beauty through her namesake brand and later launching new ventures, Brown uses her career arc as a practical framework for navigating disruption without losing your core values. The book blends memoir elements with coaching-style guidance, focusing on mindset, decision-making, and the everyday habits that support long-term confidence. Rather than treating reinvention as a single dramatic leap, it frames change as a repeatable process. Take stock of what still fits, release what no longer serves, and move forward with clarity. Readers can expect lessons shaped by entrepreneurship, creativity, and leadership, but written in an accessible voice that speaks to anyone facing a pivot. It is positioned as both a motivating story and a playbook for building the next chapter with intention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resilience as a practice, not a personality trait. A central theme is that resilience is not reserved for naturally tough people. It is something you build through choices, routines, and perspective. Brown's public career has included high-stakes launches, constant scrutiny, and major turning points, and the book treats these moments as training grounds rather than proof of invincibility. Readers are encouraged to normalize setbacks and view them as information, asking what a disappointment reveals about priorities, boundaries, or preparation. This approach reframes failure from a verdict into feedback, helping reduce the emotional spiral that can stall progress. The book also emphasizes self-trust, suggesting that resilience grows when you repeatedly keep small promises to yourself, whether that means protecting time, committing to health, or finishing what you start. Another thread is managing external noise. For anyone whose confidence rises and falls with other people's opinions, resilience requires building an internal compass that remains stable during praise and criticism alike. The practical takeaway is a mindset shift. You do not wait to feel ready or fearless. You act, learn, adjust, and become more capable through repetition. Secondly, reinvention through values and identity. Clarity, reinvention can become chaotic when it is driven by trends or a desire to outrun discomfort. The book instead frames reinvention as a values-led process. Decide what is non-negotiable about who you are, then let everything else be flexible. Brown's brand history in beauty, her emphasis on authenticity, and her later entrepreneurial moves all point to a consistent identity that can travel across industries and life stages. Readers are guided to separate identity from role. You can leave a job, change a company, or pivot your expertise without losing the qualities that make you effective. This distinction is especially helpful for people who feel trapped by labels like manager, founder, parent, or creative. The book's likely lesson is to audit your strengths and preferences, then align future decisions with them. Reinvention becomes less about starting over and more about recalibrating. When choices match values, confidence becomes steadier because it is rooted in self-knowledge. The result is a clearer sense of direction, making it easier to say no to opportunities that look impressive but pull you away from the life you actually want. Thirdly, career pivots and entrepreneurial decision-making. Brown's background makes the book particularly relevant for readers navigating career shifts, building a business, or redefining leadership after a major change. The narrative highlights that big decisions are rarely clean. There are trade-offs involving money, creative control, time, and relationships, and reinvention requires choosing which costs you can live with. A key point is that momentum often comes from doing the next sensible step rather than waiting for the perfect plan. The book encourages experimentation, such as testing ideas, learning from real customer feedback, and making iterative improvements instead of betting everything on a single launch. Another useful lens is long-term brand building, not just in a marketing sense, but as a reputation for consistent quality and clear point of view. That reputation becomes an asset you can carry into new chapters. For professionals, this translates into cultivating a portfolio of skills and relationships that remain relevant during transitions. The focus is also likely on boundaries and ownership, understanding what you control, negotiating what matters, and letting go of what drains energy without producing results. The overall message is that reinvention is strategic when it is informed by data, intuition, and a willingness to learn. Fourthly, confidence, personal style, and the power of authenticity. Given Brown's influence in beauty, the book ties confidence to authenticity and self-presentation, but not in a superficial way. The theme is that how you show up can reinforce how you feel, and vice versa. Instead of chasing perfection, the emphasis is on knowing what works for you and choosing simplicity that supports your real life. This extends beyond makeup into personal style, communication, and leadership presence. Authenticity is framed as a competitive advantage. When you stop performing for approval, you conserve energy for building skill, relationships, and meaningful work. readers who struggle with imposter feelings may find value in the reminder that credibility grows from consistent action and competence, not from looking or sounding like everyone else. The book also suggests that confidence is strengthened by self-care basics that are often overlooked during busy seasons, including rest, movement, and mental boundaries. In this view, confidence is a system, not a mood. For anyone reinventing themselves, authenticity reduces the friction of change because you are not trying to become someone new. You are refining how you express what has been true about you all along, then letting that guide the next chapter. Lastly, building a reinvention toolkit, habits, relationships, and perspective. Reinvention is easier when you have repeatable tools, and the book's masterclass framing suggests it offers a toolkit readers can adapt. One tool is reflection, regularly assessing what is working, what feels misaligned, and what needs to change before burnout forces it. Another is habit building, creating daily or weekly practices that protect your energy and keep progress steady even when motivation drops. Relationships are also part of the toolkit. Reinvention often requires a stronger network, not just for opportunity, but for honest feedback and emotional support. The book highlights the importance of surrounding yourself with people who respect your growth and challenge you constructively. Perspective is the final tool. When you can zoom out, you make better decisions, recover faster from mistakes, and avoid defining yourself by a single season. Readers are prompted to treat reinvention as a lifelong skill, useful after layoffs, family changes, aging, or shifting interests. The practical benefit is preparedness. You become the kind of person who can pivot without panic. Instead of waiting for certainty, you build systems that let you move forward while still learning. That combination of structure and flexibility is what turns reinvention into a sustainable way of living. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are in transition or feel a shift coming, including professionals considering a career pivot, entrepreneurs rebuilding after a setback, and anyone who wants to age, evolve, and lead with more confidence. It can also resonate with creatives and high achievers who have succeeded in one chapter but feel uncertain about what should come next. The benefit is practical as well as emotional. It reframes resilience as a skill you can strengthen, and it treats reinvention as a repeatable process rooted in values, self-trust, and consistent action. That combination can improve day-to-day life by reducing fear around change, clarifying priorities, and encouraging healthier boundaries and habits that support long-term energy. Compared with many similar personal development books that rely heavily on abstract motivation, this one stands out because it is grounded in real-world building, decision-making, and reinvention at a public level. The guidance feels tailored to people who want both encouragement and a workable approach. If you are looking for a credible, experience-based playbook that supports your next chapter without asking you to become someone else, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Bobby Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.